so we're not giving second opinions.
Okay.
So this is.
All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our special city council meeting. It was called by Councilwoman Louise Willoughby and Councilwoman Lynn Wood. We'll begin with our roll call of the members of our city council. Mr. Brady?
Here.
Mr. Hansen?
Present.
Mrs. Wood?
Here.
Powis?
Here.
Mrs. Willoughby?
Here.
Okay, all are here and present. Appreciate all of you coming on short notice and being here. I'm going to ask Louise if she would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, if you would.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. In a meeting such as we are holding tonight, item number C will be the approval of the agenda. I would look for a motion to approve the agenda that we have proposed here tonight. And a second, and we'll take a vote.
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Wood and a second by Mrs. Willoughby to approve tonight's agenda. Any further discussion, council members? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Brady?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Wood?
Yes.
Mr. Powis?
Yes.
Mrs. Willoughby?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that. Number two on our agenda, we've been asked to go into a closed session. And so I would be looking for a motion to go into the closed session and would ask that the reason or reasons for going into the closed session are specifically stated in the motion so that the public knows.
Okay, I will give it my best try. Ever done this before. A week ago, we were in our city council meeting and learned that the development agreement that we have been discussing and working on and had left our previous meeting just open had been brought before our attorney, our community development director, and our mayor, and it was signed and moved forward. And we're concerned about maybe the legality of maybe how that was done and if there is possible pending litigation that could occur because of consequences that might come from that direction.
Well, being processed as a minor amendment versus a major amendment, there is some question that it may have been processed in the incorrect way.
Okay, still looking for a motion.
So I make a motion that we go into closed session.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second?
I will second that. Oh, go
ahead. You got it. Go ahead.
I will second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Willoughby, a second by Mrs. Wood that we'll go into closed session. We will go into the council chambers over on the other side. So if we can all move there, and when we get done and out of there, we will have a portion of open session after.
Do we need to vote to go into closed session?
Yes, thank you. Good catch. All right, any further discussion about going into there? Okay, Mr. Brady?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Wood?
Yes.
Mr. Powis?
Yes.
Mrs. Willoughby?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that. Louise. All right. Just as a notification of things that are happening, we're in a closed session, and City Council has asked for Mason Care to please step into the closed session with us, if you would. We're just stating this for the record so that the public knows that they brought somebody in that's not part of the conversation. So, Okay, we'll give the ladies a minute to come out. We're live. Thank you. Give us just a minute. We're waiting for Councilwoman Willoughby to come out. We've extended some people's bodies in that session, so. All right, she is back. We are now back in our regularly opened city council meeting. And in this open session, we had slated possible action on items discussed during the closed session. Do you guys have anything that comments, questions?
Just a request, Mayor, that we add to the agenda for Monday's meeting a line item that we would like to discuss retaining outside counsel to advise the City Council on certain issues related to the development agreement issue that has been discussed recently.
Okay.
That would be the amendment, right?
The amendment to the development agreement.
All right. Duly noted. Trevor's got it. He was typing as you spoke. Okay, anything else? We have slated possible discussion on the 2024-2025 fiscal year budget. Anybody interested in discussing that? Okay, seeing nothing there, I'd look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Willoughby, a second by Mr. Hansen to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, and thank everyone that is in attendance. Appreciate your being here.